Be'ezrat Hashem, we're holding on Siman Resh Dalet Saif Chet. Kol ha'ochlim v'amashkim, all food and drink. She'adam ochel v'shotel refuah, that a person eats or drinks for refuah. Im ta'amam tov, if it tastes good, the doctor told you, drink orange juice that has vitamin C. V'hachech nehene mehem, or you're having chicken soup, tastes good. Even if I would never eat chicken soup or never drink orange juice, I'm only doing it for the fua. You make a beracha before and a beracha after. Mishnah berurah. Im ta'amam tov, retzono lomar, afal pi she'en ota'ev lahem klal. He has no desire for it. Ve'en o'ochlam ela mehamat ones cholyo. He's only eating it because of his sickness. Kevan. Since he enjoys the taste, he makes a beracha. If it's lousy, tastes terrible, she'en lahem hana'a mizeh, that he doesn't have a hana'a. Hafal pi she'mitrapeh mehem, even though he gets healed, eno mevarech klal, he doesn't make a beracha. There's a hana'a, right? They have, I think they have those. They call him fisherman's friend. They said it has to taste bad in order to work or something, right? So that they don't have the hana'a, you feel better. That's you'll make a beracha on that.
What's it for?
I have no idea what it's for. I don't even think it's kosher. But it tastes terrible. Well, it's not kosher. But they tell you, Yani, no pain, no gain. That's their motto, you know? Okay. Mevarech alehim. You make a bracha. Ayn lekama b'seif yud aleph b'aga'a mashi nechtav sham b'mishnah bra. So now, the question is, so you have bubble gum medicine. You have the antibiotics, right? It has bubble gum flavor. Is that considered to be hachech nehenah and you make a bracha? So on the surface, you would say yes. Hacham Eliezer understanding is no. The minhag is most people don't make a bracha on bubblegum flavored medicine. It's hard. I mean, on one hand, it's hard enough to get the kid to eat it, right? Now as you're holding him down with your leg and your hand, but besides for that, Chamliyaz says, this is talking about the examples I gave. Chicken soup, orange juice, whatever it is. It says, but when you have medicine, it's chemicals, right? Really, you're eating not a food. You're eating chemicals. Elama, in order to make it go down, they put a little bit of flavor in it. That's not considered what's called, it's batel to the what's called, and you don't make a barakah. The same thing, Tums. Tums is calcium. You're basically eating chalk. In order to get the chalk down, they put a little bit of flavor in it. You wouldn't make a barakah on that either. If a person is eating Tums because he's hungry, maybe.
One chin is in his mouth.
What? Okay. Hagaha. Hagaha. No, it's all sugar, not chemicals. Hagaha. Emansu, it's sugar with chemicals. That's the difference. This is chemicals with sugar. Right? Hagaha. Emansu le'echov l'shtot. Let's say they forced him to eat something. Even though he enjoys it, he doesn't make a beracha. Because he's being forced. Look in Ba'eretev Yud Dalet. Wild. It's like a woman. When the me'anesetar, even the beginning is be'onis. Even if sofa be'ratzon, we consider it onis. Okay. It's not like Saif Tet when you're eating Ochel Isur Mepenea Sakana, also it's an onus. The Mevarech Alav Kevan de Alko Panim Nehene. Have the Gam Shama Chilato Yede Onis. Even over there, it's also onus. I would never eat on Yom Kippur. Shani Hatam da Onis Enu Ala Chila Gufa. The onus is not on the eating, the onus is on the time. Mashenken Hacha Shachila Gufa Yal Yede Onis. They're forcing him to eat. She'onzim oto le'ochlo. Lo shayach bazel ha'yevo levarech al hana'ato. You can't make a beracha on the hana'a. Kevan shehu be'al torcho. Since it's against his will. The Shara Tziyun has a long discussion. Okay. Zaken he sevarat harama, he's quoting the oil moed and the rosh. Veskimu imo harbe aharonim. Al yirabachem et Moshe ben Meir begdayesh en har shalom amar mordchi. Veyesh holkim. Some disagree. Al zeh. Vesviralu dikivan shesof sof nehenegero. No mizeh, he's enjoying it. Hashiv ha'achila. Vetzarich levarech al zeh. You have to make a bracha. Ke ha'id esayif teh. Ve'ayim v'chaya adam shekhriya. So you have a machloket. Bepat. Him achal kedeh sviya. If they force fat and bread. Kedeh sviya. The Birkat Amazon Shelo Himena Torah Yebarech, he should make a beracha. Ish Matzliach says that the Birkat Hashem says Safek Berachol Lakel even in Machloket in Birkat Amazon. Because over here I don't know if I became Hayab. Kafahayim says since it's a Machloket, says you're better off enjoying it.
What?
This way you don't have a Safek Beracha Acharonam? Okay. Tet. Right. Tet. Achal ma'achal o mashkeshel isur mepenei sakana. If he ate food or drink, that's asur, because of sakana. Mevarech alav techila vasof, he has to make a beracha. Mishnah Brura, kigon chole, shetzarich leechol ma'achalot asuro lerefuato. He has to have something that's asur for refuah. Because she can certainly, emochel ma'achal shel heter, he's eating something heter, bizmana isur. Kigon chole biyom kippurim, like a sick person on Yom Kippur, the mevarchim alav, he makes a beracha. Kidol kamam b'siman tariyah, v'sofo mevarech alav, he makes a beracha. Tekiven the sakantahi, since he has a sakana, hetera ka'achil, it's like he's eating beheter. The other rabba, mitzvah ka'avid, he's doing a mitzvah la'atzil nafsho. Ve'en ze bechlal she'ar dvar isur, it's not like other isurim, the kaim alam le'el b'siman katsu, she'em mevarchim alav. Techila vasof. The afal pisha b'ritzono lo haya ochel davar ze. Even though if it was up to him, he wouldn't eat it. Ki mehamat ones cholyo, he's only eating it because he's sick. Mikom makom kevan shekevar hu chole, since he is sick. Tehafet letrapot, and he has to get better. He wants to get better. B'ma'achal u'b'mashkeze, with this medicine, this food. Hashiva achila sheyesh b'hana. Consider eating that has hana. And if it's something that he's disgusted with, his palate is not enjoying. Anyway, Yud Aleph. So we're going to start. Yud. Tevash Deborim, honey from bees. Harel Kishar Dvash. It's like other honeys, meaning like honey from dates. Ve'en mevarech alav ela shakol. He only makes shakol. Hagaha, devash devorim, tu davar she'en gidulo min ha'aretz. It doesn't grow from the ground. Hareo kishar devash, it's like other honey. Tenet ba'er b'siman reshchet, sa'if chet, temevarech alav she'akol. Ulesimana be'alma nakte, it's really just the siman. Ube'emet, afilu aholkim b'dvash devarim. Even those people that disagree by devash devarim, modu b'dvash devorim. They agree by devash devorim. The afal gav the devorim machnisim me perot letoch kufan. Even though the bees take in me perot into their body, umotzitzim behem, they suck it. Val yedeze naasad vash. So what are you going to say that it comes from flowers and you should make pore peri adama mikol makom en tam perot nirgash kelal badvash. You don't taste the fruit in it. It's like milk. Okay. No. Yani, somebody might push. The sevara is it comes from bees. Okay. Right. Habushim, Yud Aleph. We'll start. We will. Actually, we'll leave Yud Aleph for tomorrow. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen.